This is a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Powerball up around $1 billion. I'm thinking that Shane should probably buy a ticket.
Okay,
because if you can manage to make it through the day without almost getting sliced in half by a runaway saw blade, you're doing okay. This is like a Final Destination type of thing.
Like he avoided death.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wow.
This happened in Oregon where he was just walking into a convenience store. Right after he closed the door, this saw blade slammed into the outside wall right where he'd been standing.
Oh, my gosh.
Came from a nearby construction site. It's like 4 feet in diameter. I mean, it's not like one of those little saw blades. It is a construction-grade saw blade.
Wow.
And it came flying in fast and embedded itself more than a foot into the wall.
Oh, yeah, that would have ended him.
Yeah, this is Shane talking about it.
I mean, obviously it wasn't my time, but...
He's like, obviously it wasn't my time.
But it almost was. Wow.
Right?
It's probably the closest I've ever experienced it. So I was walking into the store here, put my handle on the door, and I heard a loud bang and yelling over here at the corner. Just as a cloud of smoke pops up, and I see a guy fall into the ditch... And a 4 foot blade hurling at me as I'm walking through the doorway. Thinking maybe it's my time, but I don't think I would have survived being touched by that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah,
oh
so I guess the construction company is blaming an outside contractor for it and said they're not. You're going to use that contractor again. And they're
like
kind
a
of.
A loose bolt or something?
They're blaming it on a loose bolt and maybe operator error.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, let's double check. Make sure those things are all tightened up and ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. Like, this is a total Final Destination sort of movie
he is so lucky.
Scenario. Yeah. So, I think
that could have been disastrous for the construction company, too. I mean, disastrous. Think about the guilt. Oh, could you imagine?
You went to the feelings of the construction company as opposed to
Shane been the responsible for the death.
Getting sliced in half?
I mean, all of it's bad. I'm trying to look at all of the bad that could have happened.
All right.
Yes, would have been worse for Shane.
Sure, it would.
But then the people responsible would have had to live with that forever.
True.
And probably face charges.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day with almost getting Final Destinationed by a runaway saw blade.
Jeez.
Then you're doing okay.
He had somebody looking out for him.
Yeah, that is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.